offering help. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. President Biden meeting with the leader of Finland as efforts continue to convince Russia to stop the attacks on Ukraine.
Finnish President Sauli Niinisto appeared with President Biden in the Oval Office to talk about, in the midst of war in Ukraine, their shared objectives to help ease tensions.
From sanctions to export controls and broader global issues of energy security, climate, and human rights.
President Niinisto, in a quip, emphasized his nation's interest in being willing to play a role in calming the current conflict.
We usually don't start wars.
Finland and Scandinavian neighbor Sweden are currently mulling over membership in the NATO alliance. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
NATO again condemning the Russian attacks.
What is taking place in Ukraine now is horrific. It's painful. And we see human suffering, we see destruction at the scale we haven't seen in Europe since the Second World War.
Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, the alliance rejected a request from Ukraine to put a no-fly zone in place, saying it would start an all-out war with Russia and NATO countries. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said the decision gives Russia free rein to step up its air assaults. The Supreme Court has reinstated the death sentence for Boston Marathon bomber Dzhokhar Tsarnaev in a 6-3 decision. The justices agreed with the Biden administration's arguments that a federal appeals court was wrong to throw out the death sentence given to Tsarnaev for the 2013 bombing that killed three people near the marathon's finish line and injured dozens more. Justice Clarence Thomas wrote the opinion, stating in part the Sixth Amendment guarantees a fair trial, and Tsarnaev had one. Justice Stephen Breyer dissented, writing that in his view, the Court of Appeals acted lawfully. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Fox News.
Employers added 678,000 jobs in February, underscoring what experts say is the economy's solid health as the Omicron wave fades. The Labor Department's report also showed that the unemployment rate dropped from 4% to 3.8%. A former star of The Real Housewives of New York has set up a charity to help Ukrainian refugees.
Bethany Frankel has stepped up to help Ukrainians in crisis as a result of the Russian invasion. The reality star and entrepreneur joined the story with Martha McCallum on Fox News to discuss her initiative to aid Ukraine citizens.
To make it clear, the mandate is refugees out and aid in.
Frankel said she is hoping to help 1 million refugees and said her Be Strong initiative and its partners are currently working on 1,000 people to get them relocated.
We've raised more than $6 million. We're averaging about $1 million a day. And that money is for mostly relocation.
Then the other part of her initiative is getting aid into the country. She's already sent $10 million. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Former President Bill Clinton bringing his charity back with a meeting this September in New York.
The Clinton Global Initiative used to be an annual tradition, featuring former presidents and celebrity philanthropists, including Bono and Ben Affleck. But Mr. Clinton ended them in 2016 when his wife's presidential campaign led to conflict of interest questions. But now the former president says it's time to bring the initiative back because of the COVID pandemic, climate change, and the invasion of Ukraine. Clinton says he's calling on the initiative community to come together to meet the urgency of this moment. Roger Stern, Fox News.
Wall Street stocks tumbled as the war in Ukraine overshadowed the positive jobs numbers. The Dow lost 179. The Nasdaq off 224. The S&P minus 34. I'm Lisa Lacera, and this is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.